The sound of sirens set in motion the wheels of a nightmare scenario at Temelin, a nuclear leak that would threaten the lives of hundreds of thousands of people. The two-day training exercise held this week went through the motions of a crisis scenario involving Temelin employees, integrated rescue forces and local officials in order to ascertain their action capability and degree of coordination in the event of a real disaster. The biggest fallout was that the governor of South Moravia was informed about the nuclear accident with a 30-minute delay. We called Viera Starostova from the Office for Nuclear Safety to find out what went wrong.
As far as I can estimate, the delay was caused by other duties performed by the shift engineer. Shift engineer is the person responsible to operate the nuclear reactor, and my estimate is that the cause for the delay was just with respect to his performance related to the nuclear safety of the nuclear reactor. So my personal meaning is that the delay is not so important, and moreover, the shift engineer is also responsible for starting of warning sirens. And following the sirens in the Czech Republic, we have the first application of the countermeasures which are necessary for the public safety. And people should follow the instructions, and it means switch on the radio and the TV and follow the information. And this information contains also order to stay at home, to shelter themselves, and to be ready to use the kalium iodine prophylaxis and to expect another information.
So what you're saying is that even if the governor was not informed immediately, there was an emergency operation underway, is that right?
Yes.
Doesn't the shift operator have any help? I mean, could not somebody else have stepped in and called him in his place? Or
No. Only one person can be responsible for the safety, and this is him.
And as far as the emergency rescue operations were put in motion, so to speak, everything went according to plan, as it should.
Yes.
Is that so?
Yes. And it is necessary to mention that two plans are in fact in place. One is the so-called on-site emergency plan. This is the plan which is applied to the nuclear power plant itself. And the other one plan is the so-called off-site emergency plan. This is the plan which is prepared for the so-called emergency planning zone. This is the area in the vicinity of nuclear power plant. And this is the plan which should be followed by all the rescue services and all the persons who are responsible for the public protection in the affected area.
Now, the main criticism that we're hearing from NGOs is that people are not actually informed enough about what they should do, and that the rescue operation does not take into account the possibility of panicked people jumping into their cars, driving away, causing traffic jams. I've read recently one woman who lives in the vicinity has said, well, yes, I get brochures about what I'm supposed to be doing, but I don't really read them. So do you think that the public is really sufficiently informed about what to do in the event of a nuclear disaster?
Yes, I think the public is efficiently informed, but the other question is if the public is active in the informing. On one side, the information brochures with the information what to do in case of radiation accidents are delivered to each household in the emergency planning zone. The other way is to read them. And, you know, this is the attitude of each person who is living in the vicinity of MPP if he has time or if he is willing to read it. I know that the operator is obliged apart from this preparation of this brochure, so he is also obliged to organize the meetings for the people in the villages, in the cities, in the vicinity of a nuclear power plant, and they organize them from time to time, but the attendance is very low.
Right. So people are clearly not very worried about
the
possibility.
Yeah. I am afraid that the people are lax, or whenever the emergency is not so near, so they don't care and they don't have no time to go and to take part in active preparation.
Vera Starostova from the Office for Nuclear Safety reporting on the outcome of a two-day training exercise at the Temelin nuclear power plant.